The ornamental tree European bird cherry, or chokecherry, is being blamed for the deaths of three moose in Anchorage this winter. The plant is not toxic to humans or most other animals, but for ruminants, such as cattle, deer, and moose, the popular landscaping tree can be deadly. Dr. Kimberly Beckman is a wildlife veterinarian for the State Department of Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation. Beckman says chokecherry trees are not toxic all the time. Certain conditions in the fall create deadly compounds that turn into cyanide gas in the rumen, the largest chamber in a moose's stomach.
The soil pH, the amount of fertilizer it's had, whether it's been pruned at a certain time in its growth period, how many buds are on the branches, all these things contribute or affect how much toxin is built up. So in the same yard, one choke cherry of one species could be on the other side of the yard from another species, and only one of them at a given time would be toxic.
Beckman says the problem is not well studied and cases are rare. The three moose deaths this winter and one in 2006 are the only documented cases in moose.
What's really unusual about this situation is that chokecherries don't normally poison animals in the middle of winter. However, I think that it's possible that the warming trends, like a week before one of the poisonings, the temperature got up to 40 degrees in Anchorage, that perhaps the plant is essentially woken up and starts producing toxin again and then gets frozen like it was in the fall.
She says it doesn't take very long for the animal to die. Chewing the buds and tips of the branches breaks up the toxins, and even small amounts can create cyanide that will kill within 20 minutes. Beckman says in cases where cattle and deer have eaten toxic buds, they don't make it more than 100 feet from the tree before dying. She says one of the moose deaths in Anchorage was from eating branches a homeowner had pruned in the fall and then stashed under a deck. The branches were tested and contained lethal amounts of cyanide compounds, even though they had been trimmed months earlier. Beckman recommends mulching or disposing of such trimmings so moose scrounging for browse in late winter won't be poisoned. She says the third moose poisoned in Anchorage also had toxic levels of Japanese yew, which is toxic all the time to all animals and people.
Yew is a plant that is really pretty dangerous to have around as an ornamental, and I wouldn't recommend planting yew for your own children's safety also, because if they chew on it, it can be toxic to children.
The yew plant, spelled Y-E-W, is an evergreen with short needles. Beckman says chokecherry trees are an invasive that have quickly left backyards and are spreading at an alarming rate in Anchorage and displacing willow.
So by planting these ornamental plants and then having those seeds disperse and grow wild, we're actually taking away the food that the moose would normally browse on. So we've created this problem.
Beckman says another popular landscape plant that is very toxic is lilies. She says cats chewing the leaves, or especially the bulb, would die quickly.